Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 10th parak of Masechta Seiruvin. We are up to Mishnah Beis. So today it's going to be Parak Yud, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So at the end of Mishnah Aleph, we discussed that if someone finds tefillin on Shabbos, so there is such a shita that he doesn't have to stay with them to guard them if he's afraid for his safety. So what he could do is he can carry them pachos, midalad amos at a time. So now the Mishnah tells us, not everyone agrees with that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nostan lechave, that don't carry them yourself less than four amos at a time. Instead, find somebody else to help you out and give them to this chaver, to this other person, to your friend who is less than four amos away from you. The chaver lechaveru, and he should pass it on to the next guy who's less than four amos from him. Until you get to the outermost courtyard, the outermost chatzer of the city, and then you can put the tefillin away in a safe place. Because whenever you're carrying something less than dalet amos, we're always going to be concerned, says Rabbi Shimon, that you're going to carry it more than Dalet Amos, meaning you're really going to know exactly where the Dalet Amos line is. So he doesn't like the idea of just taking it less than Dalet Amos at a time, but if you pass it to someone else who's standing less than four Amos away, and then that person passes it to another person, so then no one is likely to go more than four Amos away. Now obviously this only works if you have another person. If you don't have another person available, then you have no other choice. Rabbi Shimon, the Tos Yom Tov, points out, Rabbi Shimon is going to agree to the Tanakama. If you have no other choice, you have no other choice. Now, it would seem that that you don't need multiple other people, because the guy could pass it to, you could pass it to another guy, then that guy could pass it back to you, you just jump to the other side of him, v'chule v'chule. So says the Mishnah, v'chein b'no, if you have a child that's born out in the middle of nowhere on Shabbos, and it's not within a Rosh HaSayachid, and you can't just leave an infant, a newborn baby, out in the middle of the field, you need to take care of the baby, you need to wash the baby off, you need to, so no. Also the same trick. Give the baby to your friend, and that friend should give, pass on the baby to another friend. Even if the baby's going to have to be handed to 100 different people, which, you know, is not ideal, but it's better than having one person carrying the baby less than Dalet Amos at a time. So we had said that passing from one person to another who's within four Amos is mutter for the sake of a mitzvah, like protecting tefillin, or to protect the safety of an infant, of a newborn infant. But now we're going to discuss that maybe it's not only in this for the sake of a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nosin adam chavis lechavero. You could give a barrel that's left out in the field to your friend, v'chaver lechavero, and his friend to his friend, and you could even do that even if it's outside the tchum, even if it's more than 2,000 amos from where you found it. So Rabbi Yehuda is really telling us two kulas. Number one, you're allowed to pass the barrel from one person to another person even though there's no tzorich mitzvah, and that you're allowed to take it more than 2,000 amos from the place that you found it. So even though it's also to remove something from the tchum of its owner, over here you're allowed to because the barrel doesn't have an owner, so you could take it anywhere. But that's only if none of the people are the owners of that barrel. Once a person becomes the owner of the barrel, then certainly it's going to become subject to that person's tchum. So Amr lo, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, we disagree. Lo tahalich so yosem meragli ba'aleha. A barrel can't go any further than the feet of the owner of the barrel, meaning the barrel has to be, even though you're right, you're talking about a case where there's no owner, but you have to act as if it has an owner. Just like if the barrel had an owner, it would be stuck in the tchum of that owner. So too, if you have a barrel that does not have an owner, it has to be stuck in some tchum, so it's stuck in the tchum of where it was found. So you can't go more than 2,000 amos from the place that it was found. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about another case where the Chachamim say that you don't have to worry about a particular Isser because of the Kedusha of an object that you're trying to save. Hayakari b'sefer al ha'iskufa. If a person is reading a sefer is not like a published book the way we have it. It was a scroll. So it was a scroll that and you were reading it while sitting on a porch, meaning it's, and the porch has the status of a karmelis because it sticks out from the house and it's at least four tefachim wide, four tefachim long, less than ten tefachim high. So that's what makes it a karmelis. Nisgalgel ha'sefer miyado. And the scroll just rolls away. Rolls out of your hand and lands on the ground of the Rosh Hashrabim. So golulo etzlo, you're allowed to roll it toward yourself, even though it's an Isser Midrabanan to bring something from a Rosh Hashrabim to a Karmelis. And even though one end of the Sefer is still in your hand, which is in the Carmelis, it's still in a Sidra Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said that it's mutter to violate that is a Midra Rabbanan in order to protect the dignity and the Kedusha of that Sefer, which is now lying there on the ground. So once we mention about a Sefer falling into a Rosh Hashanah from a Carmelis, what happens if it falls into a Rosh Hashanah from a Rosh HaYachid? Then we're not dealing with a Dinta Rabbanan anymore, then we're going to be dealing with a Oraisa. So does that make it more problematic? Let's say you're reading a sefer, but you're standing up, you're sitting up on a rooftop, which is a Rosh HaSiyachid. V'niskalgel ha-sefer miyado, and the sefer rolls out of your hand. So if it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, meaning the other end of the scroll is hovering more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so you curl it right back to yourself. But mishigil ha-sar tefachim, but once it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, then you can't roll it back to yourself. Hovcha al-aksav, you have to turn it over so that it's face down and leave it that and leave it that way, because a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only up until 10 tefachim of height. Anything above that is a makom p'tur, and a makom p'tur you're allowed to carry from a makom p'tur to a Rosh Hashanah Yachin. So as long as the end of the sefer is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so you're just taking the sefer by rolling it back up from a makom p'tur to a Rosh Hashanah Yachin. But once it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, then it's in a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So to take it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid is going to be really problematic. Now, it's not really an Issa D'Oraisa because you're still holding on to the other end, but it looks a lot more like an Issa D'Oraisa because one end of it is in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, the Issa of rolling it is if it came to if it's resting, there's a Hanacha in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If it's mamish just dangling in the air and there's no Hanacha, then you can roll it even if it's really a few inches off the ground. And the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein mesulik min aretz elukam lamachat. Even if it's like a needle's length off of the ground, it's just a tiny, tiny distance from the ground. As long as it's dangling in the air, you are allowed to roll it back up because it's not sitting on a surface. And only when you're taking it from a makom where it is munach in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is it going to be a violation of hotza'ah. So both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda hold that once it lands on a surface within 10 tefachim of the ground, you cannot roll it back up because that's bordering way too closely on an Issur D'Oraisa, even though it's really only an Issur Midrabanan. Normally, Issur Midrabanan are waived for the sake of protecting the Kedusha of the Sefer, but over here we have to be very careful. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Ba'aretz Atzma. Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's sitting on the ground in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Golulo, it's low. Shein Lecha Dov, Mishum Shvuz, Om Mifnei Kisvei HaKodesh. He says, I don't care how closely it resembles an Issur D'Oraisa, it's really only an Issur D'Rabanan. And when you're dealing with the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh, that's going to be a more dominant consideration than any Issur D'Rabanan is going to be. So even if it's a very Chomerdika kind of Issur D'Rabanan, when it comes to the Kedusha of a Sefer, that's going to override that Issur D'Rabanan. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we had learned that Rabbi Shimon holds that if you have a pair of tefillin and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you need to bring it to safety, rather than bringing it less than Dalet Amos at a time, pass it along to a friend. And the same is true if you have a child that's born out in the middle of the field. And then Rabbi Yehuda said a gevaldik chiddush. He said that forget about a dvar mitzvah, even a dvar rishos, like a chavis, you're allowed to do this trick of passing it off to someone less than Dalet Amos who passes it along to someone else. And not only that, you can even carry it beyond its tchum because it doesn't have an owner. And the Chum disagreed with that last part. They said, no, even though it doesn't have an owner, you treat it as if it has its own tchum. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you're reading a sefer in a Carmelis and it rolls out of your hand into where the other end is in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're allowed to roll it back because that's only an Issur D'Rabanan. But if you're reading a sefer in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and it rolls out of your hand and the other end, if the other end is more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so you can roll it back because that's a makom p'tur. But when it's within 10 tefachim of the ground of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you cannot roll it back because that really resembles a Rosh Hashanah HaRabim, like it's a Munach and Rosh Hashanah HaRabim, and therefore resembles an Issur D'Oraisa, so you just have to flip it over. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's dangling and it's not Munach anywhere, then you're for sure allowed to roll it back to yourself. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, even if it is resting on the ground, you're allowed to roll it back to yourself because you're holding the other end in your hand, and therefore it's not really transferring something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's an Issur D'Rabanan. Rabbanan, and we waive any Yisur de Rabbanan for the sake of the Kedusha of the Sefer. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet.